Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm not sure where I read it, but they say, they being something I read, when you dream, apparently when you dream, you see strangers or other people in your dreams that you don't recognize, right? Occasionally you see those people that are in the background, perhaps. But they say that they're not just faces that we made up in our heads, but the faces of the other people in our dreams that we might encounter or see are actually real people's faces we have seen before. Whether in passing at the coffee shop or at the grocery store, at work, or any other place that we just might run into people, apparently our subconscious actually uses these interactions during the day to put faces to the people in our dreams. I don't know how true it is, but to me, this tells me that faces make an important influence on our mind. Even thinkers like this French guy that I know about, but this guy named Emmanuel Levinas, he believed that the encounter between faces is something we don't completely understand, because his whole philosophy revolved around this concept of face-to-face interactions, and particularly the relationship created within it. He would say that when people are in close encounters with one another, face to face, they are more ethically responsible for the other. And you probably felt it yourself. Why is it easier to be mad and to chew someone out when you're not even looking at them or over the phone or through a message? But when you actually have to encounter them face to face, it seems like it's really hard to try to yell or to make an assertion, but you actually change your behavior when you're confronted by them. And so what he means is that there's a sense of responsibility to one another that changes what we think about another person and how we might act towards them. And our whole attitude is seen in this face-to-face interaction. Looking to the face of another human being changes and it invites us into giving up on our own preconceived notions. In a manner of speaking, we start to humanize them. They become more than just mere objects, but actual people with hurts, desires, loves, people they care for, people who care for them. This is the very reality that we experience this Christmas morning. The Son of God himself shows his face to us in the person of Jesus Christ. The mask of God is removed and the Son of God meets us face to face. Now the face of God, which was only thought of in dreams in the Old Testament people, thought of as only the word of promise from God, reveals himself in the form of a baby Jesus, born to Joseph and Mary. And today we remember the birth of our Savior who revealed the face of God to us, who, like a light in the darkness, revealed God's purposes for his creation and for you. As Hebrews reminds us in our readings today, God used to speak to us by our fathers, by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. He has shown us his face, the face of love and care for this creation, for you. And it's through these circumstances, through his life and work on earth, that this child will gather together his church and build up even the church today. Yet sometimes in our daily lives, God's face does not always seem so apparent. For God seems to show us different sides. Sometimes God is just hidden behind a mask, behind the circumstances and experiences of our lives and the creation, and he often shows it through judgment. Here God is ridding the sin in the world and condemning individuals of the sinful lives, the rebellion they have toward God. And as you know, when you mask your face, it's hard to tell what people's attitudes are towards you. Often they just look like a glare. And even now, you and I struggle because we both know how much communication occurs with our face. That's why things like Zoom or FaceTime make communicating with our families during this time bearable. Because it's when the masks are removed that we're able to tell people's true attitudes towards us. In Jesus Christ, God takes off the mask, and we see the face of God who comes to you in love, grace, and forgiveness. Jesus Christ, who sat with sinners, tax collectors, and prostitutes in mercy and in love. Jesus came to people in order that you might receive the face of God. Jesus Christ is the face of God that shines favorably and even delights in you this Christmas morning. Jesus comes and he takes a hold of your hand and he places himself in there, lays himself down for you and rises for you. And then you become the face of God to the world around you to show that God cares and loves for the people in his creation. It's in that person of the face of God, it's in that presence that Christ, the true attitude of God, is revealed to you and me. To sinners and all who live in darkness, who are deceived by various masks, the face of God takes a hold of each and all of our lives, and it changes our attitudes. God, out of his love and care, has claimed you, and he has turned his face toward you in delight and in love, and he makes you into the holy people that you are, and he sets you apart. The last book that C.S. Lewis ever wrote, I know, C.S. Lewis, was a book called Till We Have Faces. It's a really great book, but it's not a book I would recommend if you think it's like The Chronicles of Narnia, because this one runs a little deeper, and it might get a little confusing. He wrote the book because there was a Greek mythological story about Psyche and Cupid. I think that's Psyche or Cupid. And that's always troubled him. And so he thought he'd write this book from the perspective of Psyche's older sister. And the older sister is far more jaded and far more rough around the edges. And the story deals with this older sister trying to save her younger sister from the gods and bring her back under her care. But everything goes wrong, and she hates the gods for the circumstances that they put her and her sister in to tear them apart. I don't want to go too deep into what the whole story is about, but there's this line where Lewis got the title of the book. And it's towards the end when the older, uglier sister makes a realization about the gods. And she says, "How can the gods meet us face to face till we have faces?" She realizes that she was wrong the whole time about the work of the gods, and saw that if only she had removed her own mask and met the gods face to face, then all the troubles and tribulation that she and her sister went through would have been properly understood. She realized that she was wrong and the gods were right. Aside from the obvious, what masks do you need to leave behind this Christmas morning? If we think back to that French guy I spoke about, and if he's right about anything, being in the very presence of someone face to face, our attitudes begin to change. The face and presence of God goes so far beyond anything we actually experience in this life that it actually changes your life. It unsettles your thinking as he welcomes people who we might not think deserve to see the face of God. But other than just the masks we have to wear, we wear a different kind of mask too. We hide, trying to show a side of ourselves that's not honest or genuine. How are we as the church to be the face of God to others if we hide the face of God that has been given to us. The truth is, we never deserve to see and receive the face of God revealed in Jesus Christ. However, God does what he wants, and he decided to turn his face towards you and delight in you, to die for you and to rise for you. And that's why he was born this day. And so we begin to change because our whole person is wrapped up in Jesus Christ's person. And we become something new. One in which the love of God that has turned his face toward you and flows through you and towards two other people around you. To the difficult family members, to the stranger, to the foreigner, to people who are totally unlike you, and your face turns in love to the people who need the grace of God as much as you. The people we see in our dreams, the faces that appear as strangers, are not people we created in our head. They are the faces of actual living people who we have seen while out and about, going to the coffee shop, the grocery store, just on the streets. They are real people, and their faces leave an impression in our heads. The question, though, is, have they seen the face of God that is in Christ Jesus? Or are we still hiding behind a mask? On Christmas Day, we remember that the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. It's the incarnation of the Son of God. We, as the church who receive the face of God here in his promises and in one another as Christians, can we be enlightened by the Spirit and be the face of God to those outside of our dreams? Can we be incarnate in the lives of our family, our friends, our community of the church, that they may see their gracious Creator working and God's loving face and Jesus Christ turn towards them in delight? For that is what we remember this Christmas Day. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.